Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Alberto Fujimori, the former president of Peru, accused of widespread human rights abuses, has died. He was 86. A dual Peruvian-Japanese national, he governed Peru for 10 years, between 1990 and 2000. But opinion is highly polarised as to his legacy. Danny Eberhard looks back at his life.
Born to Japanese immigrant parents, Alberto Fujimori's origins were humble. He emerged from relative obscurity in academia to win the presidency. A political maverick, his early years in power saw notable successes. He liberalised the economy and ended Peru's hyperinflation. And he cracked down on a crippling left-wing insurgency, to all intents and purposes defeating groups like the Shining Path. But critics lambasted what they saw as his increasingly authoritarian tendencies, and Mr. Fujimori's presidency became mired ever deeper in scandal, ending when he fled into exile in Japan. Later, he was extradited from Chile, tried and imprisoned on a series of counts, including corruption and involvement in death squad massacres. It was the first time a democratically elected Latin American leader had been tried and found guilty in his own country of human rights abuses.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six of its staff were among those killed in Israeli strikes on a school housing displaced families in central Gaza. UNRWA said it was the single deadliest attack for its workers since the war began. The Israeli military said it was targeting Hamas fighters operating a command centre in the grounds. Hani Haniya, who is an internally displaced person from Gaza City, was in the building when it was hit.
Body parts, the sound of an explosion shook the building. We went out running and saw body parts thrown everywhere in the shelter. Unfortunately, my children are still missing. Four of my children, I do not know where they are. I do not know where my daughters are. Even my wife was sleeping here in this corner. Where is my wife? I don't know where my wife is.
Brazil's Environment Minister, Marina Silva, has blamed criminal groups for the fires that are devastating huge areas of the Pantanal wetlands and the Amazon rainforest, affecting air quality in more than 1,000 cities. She said the destruction was part of a land-grabbing strategy amid one of the worst droughts in Brazilian history. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Ms. Silva said that organised groups had started tens of thousands of fires in order to later register declared forests in their names. She's called for tougher legislation and police action against the criminals. The combination of air pollution and extremely low humidity has affected the health of residents of some of Brazil's biggest cities. In São Paulo, people have been told to stay indoors whenever possible. In Belo Horizonte and the capital, Brasília, it hasn't rained for nearly 5 months. The smoke has also reached parts of Argentina, Paraguay and Uruguay.
This is the World News from the BBC. The head of Venezuela's National Assembly has proposed breaking off diplomatic and economic relations with Spain, which has granted political asylum to the opposition presidential candidate, Edmundo González. Jorge Rodriguez said he was preparing a resolution that would suspend all flights to Spain and cease the economic activities of Spanish companies in Venezuela. South Korea says North Korea has fired multiple ballistic missiles eastwards into the sea. Seoul said an analysis was underway. Japan's Coast Guard has also confirmed the reports. There's been nearly a two-month lull in Pyongyang's ballistic missile launches. Europe's consumer rights groups has accused some of the biggest video game developers of deliberately tricking players into spending more money. It's filed a complaint with the European Commission accusing industry giants behind hugely popular games such as Fortnite and Minecraft of manipulating players, particularly children, into overspending on in-game virtual currencies. They want the true cost of these digital items to be displayed at all times in real money. Police in Canada say a famous 1941 portrait of the British wartime leader Winston Churchill, which was stolen from a hotel in Ottawa 2 years ago, has been located in Italy. Kat Wiener has the story.
The iconic roaring lion image was taken by the renowned portrait photographer Yusuf Karsh when Churchill addressed the Canadian Parliament during the Second World War. It hung in the reading room of the Fairmont Chateau Laurier Hotel in Ottawa for decades until it was taken and replaced by a fake. Staff noticed the original was missing months later, in August 2022. Ottawa police say the global hunt for the photo was one of the most complicated cases they'd ever worked on, involving forensic analysis, tips from the public and support from international organisations. The much-reproduced photograph is one of the most famous images of the British Prime Minister and features on the £5 note.
BBC News.